This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Happy Thursday morning, Junks listeners on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, Monumental Sports Network as well. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Just go to CropMetcalf.com if you need information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. It is an open line Thursday. You can call us anytime throughout the show at 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines. I'm Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes. That's where you find me on Twitter, at Cakes Flops on Instagram. Jason Bishop is here.
Good morning, Cakes.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, Cakes.
John Paul Flame is here wearing his Crab 5 t-shirt.
I am, and I know you're fired up because fantasy baseball season is here.
Pumped, JP. Pumped beyond belief. And Eric Bickle is here.
Good morning.
Poo.
How are you, Ricky?
Good morning.
Crab 5 took care of business.
It did.
It did. Relatively.
In Ann Arbor. Nice road win
relatively
for them.
Relatively easy dub for them. You know, it was never really in doubt. They cut it to maybe two or three at one point. Maybe even a little better than that. But, yeah, the comfortable win for them.
If you like the shirt, 1067thefanshop.com.
Yep, go get one.
I think I have the address right.
Go get three or four.
Dude, I just realized that Danny Wolf is that kid that transferred from Yale last night.
Right.
And I was like, oh, my God, he's a beast. Well, he played really well last night, so I don't know how he's done other. But
no, he's one of the best players.
If Yale had him, Yale's like pretty in the Ivy League, they're pretty unbeatable. If they still had him, I can't even fathom how good they would be. Because they have two other studs.
Yeah, well, he wanted to go make a little cash.
My understanding is he got $1 million.
Yeah.
To go from Yale to Michigan.
That sounds right.
I didn't realize that was who the kid was because I knew he was a 7-footer. This kid's got like skill.
He's fiery too.
Yeah. Can Maryland creep all the way up to like a 2 seed?
No, I don't think so. I mean,
three for sure, right?
I don't know.
They said last night Maryland's range was 2. Or no, never mind. That was for the Big Ten tournament. Sorry.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. I don't think they're going to be a 2 seed. I think maybe a 4.
I mean, the latest brackets I saw before, I think their last two wins, they were a 5 seed.
Depends
on
how.
Get bumped up to a 4.
Maybe. Yeah,
they're still not getting much from their bench. They got like 4 points from their bench.
Yeah, 4.
Bench.
You got to ride your horses at this point.
It's only a 40-minute game, EB. Got a halftime. You got TV timeouts.
No, it was actually, it was bad. Because it, like with Michigan State, if they grind you down, at least it's a slower pace of play. But the stretch when they cut it to 4, they would just leak out and run every chance they got. And you could visibly see the Terps were tired and couldn't get back. The big men were just beating Queen down the court because he was tired, beating Reese down the court because he was tired.
They made an emphasis on doing that,
They were, if they would have tried to ran them out the building the entire game, it would have been a lot closer.
Well, it's a solid strategy. If you know your opponent only really plays 5 guys and plays them heavy minutes, you should try to wear them down.
Hey, they got 4 points off the bench from Geronimo. Queen, I saw, you know, he finished with 17 points and 12 rebounds.
He took some bad shots early.
I can't remember who put it out there, but somebody said that they thought Queen was the second best freshman in the country to Cooper Flagg, which I know you love Ace Bailey. And
yeah, I mean, I wouldn't. There's no way I'd say that, but
I thought
he took some really bad shots in the first half, and his numbers ended up being decent, 17 to 12. But his first four or five shots, I thought they were pretty bad.
Well, there was definitely a stretch early in the game when I tweeted about it because it made me crazy. We were up like 7-4, so early, right? Mm-hmm. But then Michigan came down like five times in a row, just couldn't score, and then we couldn't capitalize either.
Yeah.
And then next thing you know, they go on like an 8-point run, and we were down. And I was like, oh no, that might have been. I don't know. It's so early in the game. It's crazy to get upset like that early, but I just felt like, man, we got to do better offensively.
Rice has been really good.
They're so good defensively, though. The Terps.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Could be fun in March. I mean, it is March, but could be fun in the tournament. Again, if you want your Crab 5 shirt, 1067thefanshop.com. We were all told to bring our shirts. I just decided to wear mine. Did everybody bring theirs
back?
Mine's
in my locker.
I think it's to take a team photo.
Yeah. I forgot my shirt. So
three out of four.
Mine's in my bag. I think, is their next game Friday night? Is that right? And is it
Saturday?
Saturday is a senior night?
I believe
against Northwestern.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. Northwestern game at home.
You know what? Northwestern's always tough. Like, they're not great, but they're well coached, I think.
Hasn't Chris and Collins been there forever?
We've been there for a long time.
Yeah.
Remember, I think they beat us on a buzzer beater or something like that the first go around.
Yeah.
That's it. And then it's the tournament. That's the last game of the regular season for the Terps. I mean, you look at the last three losses they had, they were all like at the buzzer, right? They lost to Michigan State half quarter, lost to Ohio State. That was a game they should have won. And then they lost Northwestern way back in mid-January, and that was an overtime game.
Mm-hmm.
Willard said after the game, and I kind of agree with him, that when you lose that game to Michigan State in the fashion they did on the half-court shot, you know, you're dealing with 18, 19, 20-year-old kids.
Mm-hmm.
Could be hard to recover from that and go on the road for two straight conference games. And you end up winning.
Mm-hmm.
I think Willard was able to get them to get over it.
Yep.
Get them to refocus. Get two conference wins. I'm all in. I don't know about you guys. I'm all in. I feel like they can make a run.
Definitely can make a run.
I'm just too ignorant.
And you guys are poo-pooing. I mean, I don't know. I just do the math. You're ranked 13th. You keep winning. If you go on a good run in the tournament, the conference tournament, why couldn't you get a 2 or 3 seed? I guess is a long shot, but...
If they win the tournament, I would agree with you, but... as of now, I wouldn't look at their overall top 25 rankings.
They do have impressive road wins in the conference.
I mean, they're not going to be a 2 seed based on their numbers now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they win the Big Ten tournament, all right, maybe it's a different story, but long way to go before we get there.
Where do you have them in your spiral notebook there, Jason? If you started breaking down the ACC, I mean, the Big Ten tournament, the ACC tournament, all these tournaments?
No, the bracket's not out yet. Gotta wait till.
Yeah, he needs the actual bracket.
Gotta wait till Sunday.
I haven't been this size since was it the 2020 team when COVID canceled
COVID
March
yeah
when COVID canceled March Madness
now
and they had
all
a pretty
way back in.
They had a pretty stacked team heading into the postseason.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still just familiarizing myself honestly with most of the guys. I know Gillespie and Rice and Queen and Reese, but I don't really know much about Miguel. Where did he come from? Like, what's his deal?
I think he's been on three teams or four.
He's one of those guys.
Yeah.
He's a
senior.
Jumper.
He'll be gone.
Yeah.
He's been, all right, so Selton Miguel, he hit like a good double pump.
He came in from
South
Florida, I think.
Kansas State for 2 years, mm-hmm. South Florida for 2 years, and then Maryland. So three teams.
Yeah. He's, how was he, about 23, 22?
I mean, he just looks
solid. I'll tell you what, he was hitting some bombs early in that game, too.
Mm-hmm. Like JP said, yeah, he hit one like double clutch, like three. Like, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Really hard to do. I don't know how he did it.
Just try and get Coach Will on before the Big Ten tournament.
Why don't we get him? Maybe get him on after the tournament and before the
NCAA tournament.
Miguel's 24.
Wow,
it's mature. I mean, that's what it's mature college student.
I mean, he's been in school for 6 years.
Cornell's got a kid that's old. He did a mission.
Ah,
did a mission.
Gotcha.
He's old. He's married. He's on the team and he's married.
I mean, that's definitely a. an outside the box bit to do thing to do in college yeah, right? to get married.
Yeah, I had a nice mission kid. Yesterday, and it was just to not have too much homework after my tax appointment. But I have six different things to do.
I've been there, done that many times.
Six. It's going to take a while to track everything down.
Yeah, what a pain in the ass.
I mean, some of it may end up being helpful. Like the reason why I have a tax guy, I mean, none of us are capable of doing it, is he'll ask you questions that you didn't think of, which you might get deductions. So he's like, how much money did you spend on childcare? And my kid's in school, so I'm not really thinking about it. He goes, how about camps?
Don't know.
Camps. My kid does camps throughout summer.
I have no idea.
Those can all be deductible.
I had no idea. No clue.
Now I got to chase down the name of the camp, the address of the camp, the tax ID number, that's how much we spent.
Might not be worth it.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's something you can just ballpark. But yeah. I guess if you need the tax ID number, that's like a real thing.
The pain in the neck, I mean, it's in some ways it's good, but in 2024, I sold 49 books.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
I got to track down that tax. They don't send me something. And I said that if it's under $600 in revenue, which I think it's just under $600 well, in sure revenue.
You don't need a receipt or something.
Yeah, but I still got to track it down.
Yeah,
Stuff like that is just a pain in the neck.
I'd make sure it snuck under whatever threshold he told me.
Bought two cars last year. Yeah. Thank you to Oarsman Cars. Mm-hmm. How much sales tax did you pay? I don't know.
Why? What is the sale?
You can I don't know.
Sales
he
tax?
Asked me, what's the sales tax you paid on it?
Yeah. Mm.
Well, you guys know, I've been trying to get out of being my mom's executor of her will. You guys have already dealt with this with your parents. I didn't have to deal with it with my dad. But it's been told to me that it's taken care of, don't worry. But my guy said, just set aside 50 hours. Assume it's going to be a 50-hour job.
Okay.
I mean,
that's a nightmare.
I think it depends on what you have.
50 hours.
I know your mom's got a farm.
Yeah. I mean, who knows? It could be anything.
Mine lasts
that
a couple years.
Sound like it's taken care of. You just, like 2 minutes ago, you said it's been taken care of.
That's what they said. That, like, it's going to be easy. Don't worry about it. Mm. But set aside 50 hours.
Okay.
Oh, my God. She can't die. She has to live forever. She has to live forever. I'm going to take her to every...
Very little sauna give being her all done
her,
that week.
Oh, give her... Yeah, no sauna use. Yes. I'm going to give her all the vitamins, everything. She got to stay alive.
Yeah. I mean, you can always hire out. Like, eventually, you're going to have to sell the house. Unless one of the Bickles decides to move back into Pennant Lane.
I would think that would be an easy thing to do.
Yeah, we still got to go through the process of clearing it out, find a real estate agent.
It's just all of the paperwork.
Then you've got a bunch of siblings you're going to have to divvy up the money with.
50 hours. So, yep. They just have it ready.
25%.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Just put it on your calendar. All right, coming up on an open line Thursday, we've got Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. He'll join us at 8:25. They got another win last night. Big surprise, Ovi scored last night at Madison Square Garden, so he'll be on the show at 8:25. And we'll talk hoops with Antonio Daniels at 9:20. When we come back, we'll talk about that Caps win against the Rangers. We'll touch on the Wizards. And there's a big name that got cut loose defensively in the NFL. Would the Commanders have any interest? We'll get into all of that and more on the sports page next on The Fan.